Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tight on time, I want to go right to John Moritz from ctmirror.org. He's been covering a bunch of different things, but I want to talk specifically about the Revolution Wind Project. John, thanks for coming on short notice. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
There's two essential questions I have, and Themis Claridis, who's here with me, might have a question. But so the court reverses it. Whether you're anti or pro wind, if it's 80% done and it's tax dollars, I'm like, let's finish it. But are there more appeals here, or is this like a final decision?
So the federal government, this was a decision in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. The federal government can appeal the decision. They haven't said publicly yet whether they will, though there was a statement that was given to the New York Times by the White House yesterday in which they said that this order will not be the final word in the matter, which seems to indicate that they might have plans to appeal.
So can they restart before the appeal is heard?
Yeah. So both the judge made clear in his order yesterday that he was issuing a preliminary injunction, which had been requested by the developer Ørsted, and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which is the federal agency which had issued the stop order back in August, has also confirmed that Revolution Wind will be able to resume construction while they consider whether or not to appeal.
But, John, do you agree that the judge's decision, which, interestingly enough, the judge was a Reagan appointee back in the day, so it's not like
been around a while, huh?
The president can argue, you know, he's some liberal on the bench. I mean, his decision was very, very aggressive. He says arbitrary and capricious. There was irreparable harm to the developers, and because the Trump administration argued that it was national security concerns, but they didn't really give any of them. It didn't allow the developer to cure it, and they're losing $2.3 million a day on this project that's already $5 billion in. And so it will. I mean, certainly they can appeal it, but it's going to be very hard standard to overturn, I would guess.
Yeah, so the judge did give several minutes of comment. He read his ruling from the bench yesterday. The exact wording he used was the height of arbitrary and capricious action to describe the government's actions. And basically what he said further in explaining his order is that the government hasn't provided any new information that would give them a basis for which to overturn their previous decision to approve this project. So the federal government looked at national security interests, looked at a bunch of other different issues related to the project. It was a several years long permitting process. The federal government issued the wind farm permits, I believe, back in 2023 or 2024. Construction began. And what he said is there's nothing that's changed in the time period since when they offered the permit and approved the project until now that would give them any rationale to reverse that decision, or at least they haven't come forward and stated exactly what that is.
Right, and he went so far just to say that the government had offered contradictory and unsupported reasons for halting the project. So, you know, we know that the government can't appeal, and they'd have to go to a court of appeals in D.C.
Well,
to
I just wonder,
not
yeah,
here, and we think that's a very high bar because the judge's language was so strong in regards.
We'll see.
To
I mean, the shadow dot. He could, heck, the White House could ask the Supreme Court to hear it. So, like, I mean, we don't know what that'll happen. I guess two last questions here before we go. One is, how much time do they actually need to finish it? right? So, like, could they, you know, go the no huddle offense here? I don't know. And the second question is, I think it's important for our listeners to know, especially if people are politically seem polarized about alternative energy, how much energy would this produce for the people of Connecticut?
So I'll take the second question first. The output of the project is about 704 megawatts, of which 300 300 of that megawatts, about a little less than half the project's total capacity.
Okay, but I don't know what that means. So, like, is 300 megawatts, could it like light up Hartford for a year? Like, what does that mean?
The total output of 700 has been advertised as about enough to power 350,000 homes. But it's important to note that the electricity goes into while it's supported through power purchase agreements in Rhode Island and Connecticut, it goes into the New England electric grid, where the actual electricity power can be sent wherever it needs to turn on, you know, lights and power homes.
Okay. And in terms of how much time they need to finish?
Yeah, so that was a key part of some of Orsted's filings with the court. Basically, what they said is there's these very specialized ships. There's only a few of them in the entire world that are able to do this work, and they have them under contract currently to be you know, installing turbines off the coast of Rhode Island. And what they argued is, if this project is delayed essentially past December, those ships are going to be going off to fulfill other contracts that they have with other developers, and it might be years until they could get them back. So Orsted's position is that this work needed to resume on this project this week in order for them to really get all the stuff that they need to done before the end of the year in order to turn the project on sometime in 2026.
All right, John. Listen, great stuff. You can go to ctmerritt.org to read it. And he's also written on Pura and Marissa Gillette, too. Really appreciate the insight. And obviously, you know what you're talking about. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.